Many of us have new starts at this time of year. Yeah, we've thought about some of the people that go to school, but many of us have new starts. But every one of us knows what it feels like to need a new start. Yeah, to what it means to need a new start. Sometimes we feel stuck in the past. Yeah, we can feel stuck that we can't move. We can feel stuck because we're in the same situation. We can feel stuck because we're making the same mistakes or stuck in a routine that feels heavy. And so, if you've been, you're in a place where you are having a new start, or whether you think you need a new start, today we are thinking of the new starts that Jesus offers. Yeah, the new starts that Jesus offers. Because when Jesus walked the earth, everywhere he went, he met people who thought their story was already written. Yet their story was already written. Their path in life was already written. But Jesus met them and said, no, I want to give you a new story. I want to give you a fresh story. I want to give you a new start. When he stepped in, a new chapter began. A new book began. Because when Jesus steps in, things change. So today, we're looking at six different people who met Jesus. But we'll go through them very quickly. Don't panic. I did threaten that I found about 40 that we could have looked at. But we're going to look at six people who met Jesus and who had new starts. So the first one, we begin at a well in the heat of the noonday sun. Yeah, so I'm going to say that again because there's a script right at the back and it says words like, there we go. And I'm not going to read all the verses, but all the verses will be, the reference will be there. So if you want to look at them later on, all the verses are there. This is a woman who came out in the noonday, in the hot part of the day. She was like carrying her heavy load. She was carrying a big you know, a water jar. But you can imagine, can't you, if you're carrying a heavy load and you feel burdened, and she felt burdened. She felt burdened because she wasn't accepted by others. She was excluded by others. She had no hope. Yet she was finding life tough. Jesus met this woman. Jesus shouldn't have spoken to this woman. Traditionally, she was a Samaritan. Jews didn't talk to Samaritans. They were the enemy. But Jesus wanted to talk to her. She was a woman, and men shouldn't talk to women, not in public. Yeah, and she was someone who was a sinner. She was someone who had done some bad things. And so this woman thought, why is he talking to me, perhaps? And sometimes, I'll put that down because it is quite heavy. Right at the beginning of this, as I'm talking about new starts and how Jesus wants to offer us a new start, I wonder whether you're thinking like this woman, Jesus doesn't want to have anything to do with me. Why would Jesus have anything to do with me? But the great thing is, Jesus started that conversation. And Jesus, I think, wants to start a conversation with you today where he says, I want to give you a new start. I want to give you a new start, a fresh start. What is it going to be? Because waiting at this well, Jesus doesn't ignore her. He speaks to her. And he finds out that she's had a number of husbands. The one she's with now is not her husband. It's probably someone else's husband. And so it's all a bit tough. And that's why she's coming to the well in the middle of the day. But Jesus meets with her. And Jesus says, you can have a new beginning. I'm going to give you a new hope. Yeah, I'm going to give you a new hope. She's so overwhelmed with joy that she leaves her jar. Yeah, she leaves her jar and she hears about living water. And then she goes back to the town with new hope in her heart. Is there something, a situation that you know you need new hope? Because the situation you're in is tough, is hard, is dry. And you need to come to God and say, Jesus, I want a new start. I want new hope today. Next, we move to a busy street corner. A busy street corner where a man named Matthew sits behind a table. He's counting his money. He's counting his money. He's thinking, today's been a good day. I've got lots of money for the Romans, but I've got even more money for myself. And he's thinking, yes, this is good. And Jesus sees Matthew. Jesus notices Matthew. He looks at Matthew and he says, follow me. Follow me. Matthew doesn't hesitate. He slams the ledger shut. He upturns the table. The money goes everywhere. And he chooses to follow Jesus. He begins this new start. Yeah, let's flick it on to the next thing. Yeah, Matthew has a new start, a new purpose. A new purpose. Is there something that you're thinking, I'm in this situation. It's good. It's good. I'm doing a good job. But God wants to give you a fresh purpose, a new start. So you can say, in this situation, I now know I'm working for God. Yeah, I'm working because this is where God wants me to be. I'm working because God has given me a purpose. I'm going to follow Jesus in this situation, which might be a new situation or might be the same situation, but you've got a new start, a new purpose. Yeah, a new hope or a new purpose. And on there, just in case you can't read it, it says, this is the list of the ancestors of Jesus Christ. Because that's Matthew 1. It's like a little thing that he... Anyway, right, so let's move on. Let's move on. I told you we'll go through them quickly. We've got a... Oh, we turn over the page. We've got... We go a little bit further down the road. And Jesus meets a man. Jesus passes a man who's lived all his life in darkness. He's never seen a smile. He's never seen a sunrise. He's never seen people playing. He's never seen the face of his family. People assumed his punishment was from God. He was trapped. But Jesus knelt down, put his hands in the mud, and he rubbed that mud on the man's eyes, and he began to see. He began to see. Because a man washes, opens his eyes, and for the very first time sees. The religious leaders say, what's going on? And he says, well, all I know is once I was blind, but now I see. This Jesus, he's given me a new start. Is there a new start that you need where you see things differently? Where you see people differently? Yeah, does God want to give you a new start? Because at the moment, you're seeing all the people at school, or all the people in your office, or all the people in your road, or all the people on the road, you know, that driving on the road, as enemies. You see them as annoying people. You see them as people that get in your way. See as people that stop you getting on with what you want to do. Or something like that. And God wants to give you new sight. So these, every person you meet is someone who God loves. Every person you meet is someone who you can, if you really look, you can see the image of God in them. Because we've got a new start and we can see differently. We've got new sight. Out in the wild, across the lake, there lived a man surrounded by chaos. Yes, yeah, surrounded by chaos. He lived among the tombs, bound in chains. You can imagine it, can't you? I've got some chains in church. Oh, hello. Something's just fallen. That's my. See, that's what happens. See, chaos. You pick up chains and you get chaos. No, I know, I'm going to eat it any moment. I can feel it. I'm going to put these down, and I was going to do that in a moment. Oh, no. You see what happens when the man with chains comes along? Can you go back and put this on? Come on, do that job, Luke. Don't before you fix me.
Thank you.
Yeah. So the man bound in chains, that's what all the people would have seen, this man bound in chains, because he wasn't safe. They gave him this label. They gave him this label of someone who was dangerous, someone who was crazy, and he wasn't safe. Jesus came along and met this man and brought peace to him. And he didn't need the chains. Yeah, he didn't need the chains because Jesus brought peace to him. Because where he had been wild, where the people were terrified, now they saw someone at peace. Someone who everyone was amazed at. He had a label. He had a label. Have you got a label that you know you've either given yourself or others have given you? And God wants to give you a new start, a new identity. Yes, so I'm not that. I'm this. Because Jesus gives you a new identity. I'm not a failure. I'm valuable. I'm not someone who always gets things wrong. I'm someone who's precious. I'm not worthless. I'm loved by the living God. Yeah, that's the new label we can have because of the new start that Jesus offers. Even Jesus' closest friends needed a new start. On the night Jesus was arrested, Peter, standing round a fire, perhaps the charcoal of a fire, denied knowing his best friend 3 times. And we think, oh yeah, we know that story. We know that story. But how many times do we think, oh, I've let Jesus down. I've let Jesus down. And we need a new start. I'm so pleased that today we have this opportunity to come round the communion table. Because it means we can have a new start. Because Jesus didn't scold Peter. Yeah, three times Peter had denied knowing Jesus. And three times Jesus said to Peter, "Do you love me?" And he restored him. He gave him a new start. Is that what you need this morning? Because you recognize that there have been times when you've let Jesus down. And Jesus doesn't condemn you. He invites you to experience a new sight. Finally, we come to the hill of the cross. Next to Jesus hangs a criminal, suffering. He knows his time. This was moved early on, but there's no way that you're going to be able to last that long. Oh, never mind, it was changed. Right, you can watch it go. But this man, hanging on the cross next to Jesus, knew his time was up. He knew his time was up. And he thought it was all over. The end was coming. But with his very last breath, he turns his head to Jesus and says, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus turns to him and promises, today you will be with me in paradise. That is the best new start. Perhaps today you need a new start completely. Not just a new hope for the situation or a new purpose or a new identity. But you need to say to Jesus, "Thank you. Thank you for dying for me. Thank you for offering yourself for me." And it's not because of who I am, but it's because of what you've done. I want to come before you and say, "Lord, please remember me. Please remember me. I choose to give my life to you." And Jesus says, "I'll give you a new start. I'll give you a new future." So there's six things. So we've got some cards here. Josh and others, Ali and Vanessa, can you give everyone a card that's got these? And Bart, you can go over that side. I've got loads. So there's some. If you've got some pens, there's some pens here. If anyone hasn't got a pen, they can grab a pen. Because what I thought, we've got these six new starts, these six new hopes, these six new beginnings. As we're giving out these, as it says on the card, circle the box that represents what you need from Jesus today. Yeah, we've just skimmed over these six characters. But circle what you need from Jesus today. Is it that you need a new hope? That you've lost hope in a situation? Perhaps you feel ashamed, like that woman, that Samaritan woman. Perhaps you feel ashamed. Will you call on Jesus and say, I need new hope today? Perhaps you know that God is calling you to change your direction. Will you call on him and say, yeah, I need a new purpose? A new purpose for the same job, a new purpose for the same situation. Do you need new sight? As the man born blind, will you ask Jesus to open your eyes to see how God is working? To open your eyes to see, so you can see others clearly as God sees them. Will you call on him to give you new sight? He says the Gerasene man, because this man who was in chains was in a part of the world that was called the Gerasene. And so he's the Gerasene man, the one who was in chains. When you need to be set free from a label, set free from a condition, set free from a habit, will you call on him to set you free, to give you a new identity? Perhaps you need to be restored. When you know you've messed up, you've let Jesus down, and you say, Lord, I need a new restoration. Or perhaps you think, yeah, I don't want to leave this any longer. I don't want to leave this any longer. I don't want to wait until the hourglass runs out. I want to say to Jesus, give me a new start. Give me a new relationship with you. Give me the knowledge that I'm a child of God. It's never too late. It's never too early to call on him, to ask him to give you a new future. Don't need to say it out loud. I just invite you to circle the new start that you would love Jesus to give you today. As you hold your card, you might want to write a prayer on the back, or if you want to, but I encourage you to keep this card and to keep praying and thanking Jesus that he's given you this new start. Let's pray, knowing that God has seen every marked card. God sees our hearts, knows our hearts. And let's pray. Lord Jesus, where we need new hope, fill us with living water that never runs dry for the situation we're in. Lord, where we need new purpose, give us the courage, the strength to leave old habits or places behind and to follow you. Where we need new sight, Jesus, open our eyes to see your goodness, to see other people as you would see them. Where we need new identity, Jesus, come and set your people free. Take away those labels that don't belong to you. Give us a fresh identity. Where we need new restoration, thank you that your forgiveness is true. Your forgiveness is real. Your forgiveness is complete. Thank you that we are restored. That our mistakes do not define us. That we can be welcomed back into your love. And where we need a new future, thank you for your love. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for dying and for giving us a new future. Lord, wipe our past clean. Hold us today. Lead us into this new beginning, these new starts. Thank you. Thank you that you meet with each of us and for these new starts. Amen.